Today's broadcast is brought to you by your Cantaland Radio Sports Boosters, supporting local athletes and the games you love. Today's first pitch is just around the corner. First, we go to the diamond for today's pregame here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And a good afternoon, everyone. Wade Gershner with you on what's turned out to be a kind of chilly day here in mid to late May, as it is 3A regional baseball time here at Jeff West. It's here in Ozaukee, actually, where the baseball field is located, not at the school. And we are underway. It is Nemaha Central, the Thunder, taking on the Marhill Ravens. And Carter Stahlbaumer, star of the game, walking on six pitches, worked through a full count. And so Ian Boost is the pitcher for Marhill. He delivers, and this one ripped foul down left field line. 1-2 the count on Jack Mackey. It is Carter Stahlbaumer, Jack Mackey, Caleb Hienick, then Levi Thomas, Carter Hike, Jackson Heverkamp, Camden Schmitz, Isaac Heinen, Charlie Rottinghouse. That's the batting order for Nemaha Central. The Thunder 14-9 on the year, 12-8 in the Big East League, tied for fourth. Here's a ground ball to short, could be two. Shortstop over to second, throws wide of second in the right field. Stahlbaumer advances to third on the air. Would have been at least a force, if not a double play. Might not have hit hard enough. And the shortstop, Hartgrave, unable to make a good throw over to second. So Holtgrave with the air. Nemaha Central has runners at first and third. So Mackey reaching on the air. He's over at first. Here's Caleb Hienick. And Hienick takes a pitch low. Throw down to second, trying to steal. And I think they got him at second, but then coming down from third to score on a double steal, delayed double steal, is Carter Stahlbaumer. So Stahlbaumer scores, and the runner Mackey is thrown out. Caught stealing for the first out of the inning. So Hienick is up there with a 1-0 count. Field not marked in regards to how far the fences are down left field, right field, left center, right center, and center field. So I have no idea the depth. Usually you can share that with the fans and those listening back at home. 1-1 pitch delivered and it's popped up right side in play but in foul territory. Taking a look is the right fielder for Marhill Matakemi, Yoon Soo. But he's unable to get there in time. So Ian Boss, or Boos, excuse me, is the pitcher for Marhill. Boos this year 5-3, ERA 1.59. He struck out 67. Marhill coming into this game with a record of 14-7. Nemaha Central 14-9. The 1-2 pitch is low and away. Able to lay off is Caleb Hienick. Hienick hitting 390. He leads the team with 32 hits on the season. The 2-2 is popped up. Shallow center field. Could be trouble. Center fielder comes in. Had a great beat on it. Read it perfectly. And comes in. John Parker, who can cover a lot of ground out there. A very talented freshman. Leads the team in batting average. Unlimited range in center. Made the play in very shallow center field for the second out. So two down, and here is Levi Thomas, the cleanup man, the catcher for Nemaha Central. The Thunder wearing the white pants, white batting helmet, the purple jersey with the white numerals and lettering outlined in that teal, or almost like a Carolina blue, as we talked about before. First pitch, a curveball is in for a strike. 1-0 Nemaha Central. Ground ball to first, but there to grab it cleanly and go to the bag unassisted is the first baseman, Matt Spencer. At the end of half inning, it is Nemaha Central 1, Marhill coming up.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Student Engineer Seth Hall. So Wade Gershner back with you here from, in essence, Ozaki, as that's where the baseball field is. Jeff West hosting this regional, and they are the top seed. Jeff West 22-2. They'll play Hiawatha's 10-14 in our next semifinal, 25 minutes after this game. And Mar Hill Mount Academy and Emaw Central in this one. The winner of this will play the winner of the Jeff West Hiawatha game later tonight for the regional championship. And of course, if you win this tournament today, you win two games, you go on to the state tournament. That'll be held at the quarterfinals at one of three sites, Solana, Emporia, or Overland Park. As a ground ball back to the pitcher, Schmitz on the first pitch, tosses over to first to Mackey for the first out. So Kulbelik is out. 1-3 goes the play. There's Ian Boost, the pitcher for Mar Hill. So it is Ian, sometimes I-A-N. It can be pronounced Ian or Ian, and it is Ian. And Ian Boost takes the pitch, curveball in for a strike, 0-1. Fastball high and tight, 1-1 to count. Right-handed batter is Boost. 5-3 on the season, 1.59 ERA. One of their two best pitchers. And this one hit into the dugout and almost took out one of his teammates. Holy cow. Be on alert to our left side where the Ravens are set up in the dugout, almost took a teammate's head off. Emaw Central down the first baseline dugout. Swing and a miss, pulling the string off speed. And down on strike swinging is Ian Boost. There's Peter Rapplinger, the catcher for Mar Hill. Emaw Central plating a one in the top of the first. They lead 1-0. Pitch missing for a ball. Mar Hill Mount Academy, the number four seed at 14-7. Emaw Central, the five seed at 14-9. This one fouled off behind us and out of play. Last Wednesday in the first round of regionals, Emaw Central winning 10-0 over Holton. They're the state champs back in 2016, went 23-1. Did he go? Yes, he did. Tried to check on a fastball and apparently went around. I think he got the outside edge anyway. So 1-2 the count, two outs on Rapplinger, the catcher, and he swings and barely gets a piece of it, nicks it foul in front of home plate. So we'll do it again at 1-2. Mar Hill, meanwhile, they have 7 losses this year, 12-3 in the NEKL, good for third in the league, 14-7 overall. They beat Pleasant Ridge on Wednesday last week, 13-0 to get to the semifinals today. This one fouled straight back. Still 1-2 on Peter Rapplinger, the Mar Hill catcher, hitting .417, and he blasts one to left field. There is a tall fence out and left, about 25, 30 feet high. And off the fence, corralled by the left fielder in the second with a two-out double is Rapplinger. Put a charge into that one to left field and has a two-out base hit. First hit of the ball game for Mar Hill. Here's John Parker, center fielder. Parker hitting .485. He is just a freshman. We saw him make a really good play in center field. He has those natural instincts that you like to see out of a young baseball player. chance to drive in a run. Thunder lead 1-0. Stepping out of the batter's box is Parker. On deck is Ryan Holtgrave, then Yoon Soo, Matt Spencer, Carter Pierce, and Sawyer Ashburn. That's the 9-man batting order for Mar Hill. They're in their black unis with the white pinstripe pants with the gold numerals and lettering on those black jerseys with black batting helmets. Pitch missing inside from Camden Schmitz. Schmitz 6-0 on the year. So had 31 hits in 38 innings. 11th start of the season. Lanky right-hander comes home. Fastball, catch the outside corner. 1-1. He's allowed 16 runs. He's struck out 47, walked 26. He's hit 15 batters. His ERA is 2.92. Comes home with a curve. Swing and a miss. Way out in front of that one was Parker. Jeff West, 22-2, tied for first as a bet in the biggest league. Winners 7 in a row play later this afternoon after this one against Hiawatha in the other semi. There's a call, strike 3, as Parker upset with himself. He watched it all the way. Cross the outer third of the plate, called strike 3. So, no runs. A 2-out double, 1 man left at the end of 1. Emaw Central 1, Marhill Mount Academy nothing here on 92.1 KMZA.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need 2 forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You'll feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are those old windows driving up your fuel bill? It might be time to upgrade to Gherkin Windows. At Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca, you can buy direct, no middleman, so you get top quality Gherkin windows at no extra cost. Stop in today and talk with their knowledgeable sales team to get started on replacing your windows. And remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Ozaki. Set for the second inning. Emaw Central leading 1-0 as Carter Stahlbaumer walked, and then he went to third on an error by the shortstop Holtgrave, and then scored on a double steal. Enoch was thrown out at second. Mackey was thrown out at second, but it was Stahlbaumer coming down from third to score the only run. So one run, no hits, no errors for Emaw Central, no runs, one hit, one error for Mar Hill Mount Academy. So here is Carter Hike. He takes a curveball in for a strike, 0-1. Carter hitting .433, on-base percentage .566. His OPS is 1.183, and his slug is .617. Leads the team in every one of those categories. He also set a school record for stolen bases this season with 28, scored 30 runs, been caught just 3 times. Of course, an amazing quarterback, running back for the football team in Emaw Central, leading them to multiple state championships. He is finishing up his high school career and swings and fouls this one back and off the catcher right in front of us. We are set up behind home plate, 0-2 the count on Carter Hike, the Emaw Central center fielder. Coming set, the pitcher boosts, he delivers. Fastball misses upstairs a little bit wide. Trying to get Hike to chase. The 1-2 delivery. Low and inside, 2-2. State quarterfinals will be held either Monday or Tuesday next week. I would think that would be Tuesday. I mean, Memorial Day is Monday. But who knows? This one flared to the right, diving, but coming up short the first baseman, which was Spencer, and he was short about 8 feet trying to dive after that one. Somebody in Emaw Central said, I don't know if it was Emaw Central, but somebody said, you got room, you got room. Well, he had room, but he wasn't close to getting there. But he laid out for it anyway. He's kind of laughing at himself right now. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Carter Hike. Loose comes set, comes home. Fastball high, and the count is full to Carter Hike. The 3-2 payoff pitch. Strike three, caught the outside edge. Carter Hike goes down looking. First strikeout of the game for Ian Boost. Mitt struck out two for Nemaha Central in the bottom of the first. There's Jackson Haberkamp, the third baseman for Nemaha Central. Drives this to center field. Little short fly ball, though, and coming in is Parker. Once again, a great read and makes the catch in shallow center. Two down, and here's Camden Schmitz, the Thunder pitcher. Camden hitting 267. Has a triple, 16 hits, 12 singles, 3 doubles. He's walked 21 times, leads the team in that category. It's a very patient hitter. And as I say that, he swings to the first pitch and sprays it foul and out of play over the dugout of Mar Hill Mount Academy. So the state quarterfinals will be Monday or Tuesday. And then the semis and finals will be supposed to be Class 3 at KU, but that may change. That might get moved to K-State. The 0-1, fastball low and outside, 1-1 to Camden Schmitz, the Nemaha Central Thunder starting pitcher. Outfield playing straight away, 1-1 outside. Oh, that was outside. We have a great view. We have a great view. We're right behind the umpire. We could call the balls and strikes. Not saying we do a good job, but that one was a bit generous. It would miss the inside, or excuse me, outside corner by about 2 inches, maybe 3. But I'm okay with that as long as the umpires are consistent. Here's a ground ball to short. Holgrave has it. He fires the first and pulls the first baseman off the bag. So Holgrave, with his second error of the game at short, Mitch reaches on the two-out error. So here's Isaac Heinen, the designated hitter, number 11 for Nemaha Central. Courtesy runner for the pitcher, Schmitz. As coming in to run for the Thunder is Vince Schmitz, or Camden Schmitz. Wind blowing to right center and out the right field, about 15 miles per hour. Field is in pretty good shape, all things considered, after all the rain that we received in northeast Kansas. A little muddy in some spots. One ball, no strikes to Isaac Heinen. Good lead over at first, throw back. And back in with a head first slide is Vince Schmitz. Nemaha Central last year lost in the regional semifinals to Sabetha. Sabetha, of course, went on to finish third at the state tournament. It upset the number one seed Jeff West in the first round of that tourney in Manhattan, 2-0. Thunder were 15-10 last year. The 1-0 pitch to Heinen. Fouled straight back in the netting just to our right. 2 years ago, the Thunder lost to Marysville in the regional semis, went 13-9. 3 years ago, lost in the regional finals to Bethel, went 14-5. 4 years ago, regional first round loss to Riley County. And back in 2021, they went 19-4, lost in the regional final to Rock Creek. They won the championship back in 16, went 23-1, state champs under Terry Stevie, who is the head coach now of Jeff West. As the pitch misses, 2-1. Coach Stevie coached Nemaha Central for the very first year of the program in 13 all the way to 21. And now he's in his first year as the head coach with Jeff West. And the Tigers pick up where they left off last year. Jeff West was 26-3, made it to state. And this year, the 22-2, number one seed, the favorite to come out of this region. And hosting this regional is a pitch outside and low, 3-1 the count. On Isaac Heinen, on deck is Charlie Rottinghouse. Heinen the DH, Rottinghouse the left fielder for the Thunder. You got the tall fence about 30 feet high to left field, and then the regular shorter, probably about 8 foot high fence the rest of the way around the center and the right. So I'm going to miss at a breaking ball for Heinen, and Boos trying to work around a two out error. Count is full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner will be off on contact. Actually, on the release with the 3-2 and 2 outs. And Schmitz, there he goes. And this one, flat back to the pitcher. Pitcher underhands it over the first to retire Isaac Heinen, who had to protect the plate. 3-2, that pitch was outside, but you can't take a chance. If it's close, you better be swinging. Heinen was. DH grounds out to the pitcher. 3-1 goes to play. Check that at 1-3 goes to play. And at the end of 1.5, it is 1-0 Thunder. Back with more after this on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to Ozaukee, home of the 3A baseball regional semifinals today, and then the finals later this afternoon and evening. 0-2 the count on Ryan Holtgrave, the shortstop, number 7, takes this one low and away. 1-2 from Camden Schmitz. Schmitz worked around a 2-out double in the first by Peter Rapplinger, the catcher for Mar Hill. Low grounder to third, charging it, scooping it cleanly to throw across. A stretch by the first baseman, Mackey. Nice throw across by Haverkamp. Well done, corner to corner. And the first out is recorded. Holtgrave, low chopper to third, trying to beat it out, but could not. Haverkamp did a good job of charging the slow roller. And a great stretch by Mackey. That's what your first baseman's supposed to be, limber. Usually your first baseman's a taller player. As this one has popped up right side, Mackey comes over to take a look over at the first base dugout, and it's out of play. 57 degrees after we had highs in the mid to upper 80s, and of course the severe weather coming in. Certainly hope everybody stayed safe through all the storms last night and here recently. Much needed precipitation, but definitely don't need the severe stuff. As there's a curve in for a strike. 0-2, Schmitz ahead of Yoon Soo, who's the right fielder for Mar Hill. Swing and a miss. So Yoon Soo is punched out. That's the third strikeout for Camden Schmitz. Two down, and here's Matt Spencer, the first baseman. Spencer wearing a hoodie underneath his jersey, as we said, a little bit chilly. Wind blowing out to center field now. It shifted a little bit. Was to right field. Swing and a miss at a fastball. 0-1 as he's tied up. Good location by Camden Schmitz. Kyler Mayberry is the head coach for Nemaw Central in his fifth year. Took over for Terry Stevie when he steps aside after the 21 season. Pitch misses for a ball. 1-1. Mayberry, 54-33, is a head coach with the Thunder baseball program. Mitch rears back and throws this one low and away. And pass the catcher in the dirt back to the screen. Nobody on base, though, so no harm. 2 balls and 1 strike with 2 outs. It's the bottom of the second. Mar Hill Mount Academy, the home team, the higher seed, the 4 seed. Nemaw Central, the 5. The winner gets either Jeff West or Hiawatha, who will play after this one in the other semifinal. Jeff West, the 1 seed. Hiawatha, the 8 seed. Which misses a little bit of a swerve up high. 3 balls and 1 strike. Miss yet to walk a batter, but in danger of doing it here with the 3-1 count. Comes home and just rears back and fires the fastball right by him. Spencer late. Carter Heikens center, Charlie Rodiansen left, right field Mason Chilions Mackey is at first base. As basketball upstairs at outside for ball four. So the first walk issued by Camden Schmidt. Spencer is aboard with the two-out free pass. That brings up Carter Pierce, the second baseman, number six for Mar-Hill Mount Academy. Jackson Haberkamp, the third baseman. Caleb Hennig, the shortstop. Carter Stahlbaumer at second. Levi Thomas is the catcher behind the plate for the Thunder. And Camden Schmidt, the right-handed pitcher. Short lead over at first by Spencer. Doesn't go. Pitches low. Ball one. Pierce wearing some shades. Not really a bright day, although, you know, it's overcast. You can kind of understand it, though. The sun is not peeking out, but shades don't seem like a horrible idea. E2 wearing a hoodie underneath his jersey. Snap throw the first. Back in time. Head first is Spencer. Roger Purdy, the head coach in his 14th year. 153 wins, 119 losses, 12 years head coach at Troy. Was in the state, 14, 15, 16, and 17. He's been the head coach for 2 years with this Mar-Hill Troy co-op. There's a line drive right at the third baseman, ranging straight right, goes to a knee and makes the catch in midair. Haberkamp with two fine plays in the inning, and Pierce, top luck as he hit it right at the third baseman. So, no runs, a walk, no hits, no errors, one man left on base. At the end of two, Nemaha Central 1, Mar-Hill Mount Academy nothing. Here on 92.1 KMZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Seth Tolson, Wade Gershon with you on 92.1 KMZA, also on MSC Radio Network. You can download that free app if you haven't already, MSC Radio app, and you can listen to any one of our radio stations. Jeff West Hiawatha game coming up after this will be on 93.7 KARE. And on the app, and then the championship game we'll have on 93.7 KARE, whether it's Nemaha Central or Mar-Hill versus either Jeff West or Hiawatha. So stepping in is Charlie Rodinghouse. He is the left fielder, number two, takes a pitch low for ball one. Sawyer Ashburn in left, John Parker in center, Yoon Soo in right for Mar-Hill Mount Academy. Adrian Korbelik is at third, Ryan Holdgrave at short, Carter Pierce at second. Matt Spencer at first, Rapplinger is the catcher, and Ian Boost the pitcher, and he's able to get one by Rodinghouse, swing and a miss, 1-1. The count to the Thunder left fielder. He hits this to center field, but right at Parker, and this time Parker doesn't have to move very much. Made a couple nice catches in shallow center, this one in medium depth center right at Parker, who was stationed perfectly to make the catch on Rodinghouse. So well-pitched game thus far between Ian Boos of Mar-Hill and Camden Schmitz of Nemaha Central. Top of the third, 1-0 Thunder. And now Carter Stahlbaumer walked and scored to start the game, and he chases a pitch out of the zone, lobs it to right field, going back and making the catch. The ball really carried pretty well. It stopped it. Wasn't off the sweet spot, but right fielder Yoon Soo, good range. The right center ranging to his right as he faces us, ranging to our left as we see him, and he makes the catch. So two quick outs. Here is Jack Mackey. Mackey reached on an error as he takes the one high and tight. Ball one. He reached on an error, and then he was caught stealing, but when he was stealing second, the runner Stahlbaumer from third came home to score the only run of the game. Hello, 2-0. Mackey hitting 347, six doubles, a triple, 17 RBIs, 22 runs scored. This pitch clips the outside edge, 2-1. Mackey wearing number 13, right-handed batter, crowding the plate a little bit here. The 2-1 is hit well. The left center going back to left fielder, and this ball is up against the fence. Mackey rounds first, chugs in the second with a two-out double. And on a warm day, that ball might have carried out of here. He missed a homer by just a few feet. So Mackey is aboard with a two-out double. That's kind of been a common theme so far in this game. Both pitchers allowing base runners, but usually after there's already two outs recorded. Rottinghouse flew out to center. Stahlbomber flew out the right. Now Mackey, a double to left center up against the fence. And that brings up Caleb Heenick, who flew out to center. Fouls center to Parker to center fielder his first time up. Takes a pitch on the inside corner for strike one. Levi Thomas is on deck. And Thomas is their bopper. He is a homer and 23 RBIs, 11 doubles. He's got extra base power. Boos would like to keep Thomas from hitting this inning and let him lead off the next. Here's a shot through the hole, past the shortstop, in the center fielder. Parker comes up gunning, but it's offline and over the catcher's head to the backstop. Scoring is Mackey, and then moving up from first to second on throw home is Heenick. So Heenick gets an RBI with the single, advances to second on the throw home. Mackey scores, and the Thunder leads 2-0. So this inning started inside and left with a fly ball to center, a fly ball to right, but then Mackey the double, and now Heenick single just past the diving Holtgrabe, ranging to his left, made a good attempt. But the ball was hit hard, so the last two batters have hit the ball hard against Boos. And the Thunder have their second run of the ball game. And their second hit of the game. Scoreboard has them with three, but I've got them down with two. The curve just missed. Apparently Holtgrabe pulled his first baseman off the bag. They called that a single. So that was kind of a generous scorekeeping move there. So that counted as a hit for Schmitz, apparently. The two runs, three hits, no errors for Nemaw Central. No runs, a hit, an error for Mar Hill Mount Academy. Want to know the count? On Levi Thomas, left-handed batter, runner at second is Heenick. Great stop by the catcher, Rapplinger, to keep that one in front of him on the ball. That one hopped the plate. So Ian Boos retired the first two batters he faced this inning. But a two-out rally sparked by Mackey's double and then Heenick with the RBI single. 2-0 the count, working out the stretch. With the runner at second, Boos, the pitcher, checks the runner, kicks and deals. And perfect pitch on the outside corner. Well thrown by Ian Boos. Thomas grounded out to the first baseman in the first inning. He's 0-for-1. The 2-1 pitch. Outside, ball three. You have Carter Hike on deck. Do nothing Thunder. 3A Boys Baseball Regional here at Ozaukee. 3-1, laced to second on the ground, but right at the second baseman, throw to first in time as Carter Pierce makes the play for the Ravens defensively. But the Thunder pick up a run on two hits, no errors, and a man left on base at the end of 2.5. Nemaw Central 2, Mar Hill Mount Academy nothing. Regional Baseball, 92.1 KMZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mike Gersher back with you here from Ozaukee, side of this 3A Boys Regional Baseball semifinals, and then eventually the championship later today. It is Jeff West Hiawatha coming up after this one. Yamaha Central, the 5-seed, leading the 4-seed Marhill Academy, 2-0. Thunder over the Ravens for the bottom of the third. Showing bunt, laying down the bunt, and it rolls just foul. Boy, that ball stayed right on the painted chalk down the third base line. It was a great bunt attempt there by Sawyer Ashburn, the left fielder for Marhill Mount Academy. But Haberkamp wisely just waited and waited and waited, and eventually, just before the ball got to the chalk on the dirt, coming off the grass, it rolled foul. Haberkamp knew he had no play if he grabbed it in fair territory. His best bet was hope it rolls foul, and it did. The 0-1, outside corner. Good job by Schmitz to paint the corner, 0-2. Schmitz has walked one. He struck out three. He has given up just the two-out double back in the first. And there's a called strike three. Caught looking is Ashburn. He thought the pitch was low. So he goes down on strikes. Fourth punch out for Camden Schmitz. One down, and here is Adrian Korbelic. He is a third baseman. He grounded out to the pitcher in the first. Swing and a miss as Schmitz starting to get into a groove with his fastball. And then if you can establish your fastball, then you can set up your off-speed pitches, whether it be a curve, a slider, a change. This one misses outside of fastball, 1-1. If Nemaw Central were to win, they would play Jeff West or Hiawatha. And Nemaw Central swept Hiawatha this year, and then they were swept by Jeff West. So you're looking ahead as a Thunder fan. If you get by Marhill Mount Academy, Hiawatha, that would be the preferable matchup. Jeff West, of course, back to the league title with Sabetha. The 1-2 pitch from Camden Schmitz. This one just fouled off as he was jammed wearing the shades as Korbelic. Right-handed batter against right-handed pitcher. Marhill Mount Academy at 14-7. The Thunder 14-9. Fastball. Strike three looking. Man, that one was right there. Korbelic couldn't pull the trigger. So, as I said, Camden Schmitz starting to find his groove. He's now struck out 5 on the season. He has struck out 47 and 38 innings coming in. This popped up. Playable. Foul territory. Down the first base line. Drift is back. Into fair territory. Mackey makes the catch. And a very quick 1-2-3 inning as Ian Boost retired on a pop-up to first. At the end of three, Thunder 2, Marhill Mount Academy nothing. Back in 1 minute here on 92.1 KMZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
That new equipment works hard for you. Make sure your insurance does too. If you've recently added machinery or upgraded your operation, it's time to call SBS Insurance. We'll help ensure everything is properly covered. Don't wait. Reach out to SBS Insurance today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I'm a studio engineer, Seth Tolson. Wade Gerster back with you from Ozaki, side of the 3A Boys Regional Baseball semifinals and final today. Temperature in the upper 50s. I'm actually wearing a puffer jacket or coat station winter apparel. Not too cold, but definitely feels good wearing that right now. A little bit of a breeze. It's been to right center and now pretty much the straightaway center. Carter Hike to lead it off for Hemo Central. He is the Thunder center fielder, number 22. And I am Boost for this fourth inning of work. Thunder, 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors. The Ravens, no runs, a hit, and an error. And Boost delivers outside for ball one. Hike struck out looking in the second. And that is the only punch out so far for Ian Boost today. Coming in with a record of 5-3, ERA of under 2. The 1-0 pitch from the right-handed hurler. Fastball, strike, 1-1. His counterpart on the other side, Camden Schmidt, 6-0 on the year, ERA of 2.92. Third baseman, first baseman pinching on the corners, thinking possible bunt with the speed of Hayek, who set a school record for stolen bases in a season with 28. Takes the pitch for a ball, 2-1. Third baseman Corbella coming in again. And this launch to left field, going back, and it is off the fence. There's a telephone pole right there against both fences. Now ball gets away, and Hike will advance to third. Carter Hike with a double between the tall fence and the small fence, and there's a telephone pole. I don't know if it hit that telephone pole or not, but kind of a weird setup here at Ozaki. So he had a double, and then the throw-in got away from the cutoff man, and Hike alertly advanced to third. So that goes down as a double and then an error. As Mario Matt Academy, unable to get the ball in cleanly, cost him a base. Carter Hike at third, nobody out. Opportunity to add to the lead. Here's Haverkamp, the third baseman for the Thunder, right-handed batter. Steps in, swings, and pops it up. Out of play and behind us, and hopefully it doesn't hit the company truck. 0-1 the count. Haverkamp flew out to shallow center his first time. He is 0-for-1. Hike at third. Haverkamp nubs one foul at the plate. 0-2. So Camden Schmitz had an infield single back in the second. Then Mackey, a double, scored an RBI single by Hienick in the third. And now Hike with a leadoff double to start the fourth. Stahlbaumer scored the first run of the game when he walked and eventually came around to score after an error and then stole home after on a double steal, and his fastball way up high. 1-2, a little extra juice behind that one from Ian Boos. Mar Hill right now, their shortstop, second baseman playing deep, first baseman, third base, even with the bag. So looks like they possibly would concede this run. Infield not drawn in. The 1-2 is outside, 2-2. Avery Camps made a couple of nice plays over at third. Got a scalding line drive and also charged a slow roller through the first in time. The 2-2 pitch from Ian Boos. Ground ball to third and through! Pass the third baseman, base hit. Coming across the plate to score is Carter Hike. So an RBI single by Jackson Haverkamp. And the Thunder add to their lead. A double and now a single. Haverkamp over at first. That brings up Camden Schmidt's chance to help his guys. 3-0, Nemaha Central. Left-handed batter is Schmitz, and he loops one off the glove of a leaping third baseman, Korbelik. I think they'll score that a base hit. Well, Korbelik was playing in a little bit. If he was playing regular depth, probably catches that. As Schmitz chased one a little bit out of the zone and just punched it up in the air, a little lollipop, a blooper. And Korbelik's looking at the sky going, man, I should have been able to catch that, but just off the tip of his glove. So 3 consecutive hits to start the inning for Nemaha Central. And that means a visit to the mound from their head coach, Roger Purdy. Assistant coaches Chaz Williams and Dan Rapplinger to talk it over with Ian Boos. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Thunder. No runs, a hit, and an error for Marhill Mount Academy. 3 of the 6 hits coming here in the fourth. Over in Sabetha, Sabetha playing Silver Lake later today. That'll be a heck of a game in the regional semis. Riverside against Maranatha Christian Academy. Game going on now on 103.9 KMZR sister station. Sabetha Silver Lake met in a doubleheader recently, and Sabetha won both games by 1 run, and the second game went 11 innings. Sabetha Silver Lake both made state last year in Manhattan in 3A, but obviously they both won't make it this year, and that's a regional semi. A heck of a game later today from Sabetha. Brandon Tapman will have the call for you. There's a first and second. And here is Isaac Hine in the DH. Goes bunt. And did he pull the back in time? Looks like he did. So if Heinen could move him over with the bunt, he'd have second, third, one out for Charlie Roddinghouse and back to the top of the order for the Thunder. 62 pitches so far for Boos. Here's the bunt. Heinen gets it down. It's a very good bunt. Boos pounces on it, throws the first, and it pulls to a first baseman off the bag. We'll call that an infield single for Heinen, and it was a really good bunt. And things starting to fall apart for Marhill Mount Academy now. Bases loaded, full of Thunder players. Jackson Haberkamp at third, Schmitz at second, Heinen at first. And Carter Hike, a double to start the inning. Scored the Thunder's third run. So here's Charlie Roddinghouse, who flew out to center in the third. Right-handed batter, number 9 in the order. Pitch strike on the outer edge. Nowhere to put Roddinghouse. Bases full, nobody out. 3-0 Thunder. Just takes his time. Picks and deals. Upstairs. Overthrew that one a bit. 1-1 the count on Charlie Roddinghouse. Roddinghouse hitting .243 on the year. 9 hits, all singles. 11 RBIs, 13 runs scored. Thunder just looking for him to put the ball in play, see what happens. And he does! Lines it to left field, a base hit! Coming across the score is Haberkamp. Yeah, Haberkamp went back to tag at third because he didn't know if the ball would drop or be caught. And then runner at second, which was Schmitz, he stopped there between second and third. And then the ball dropped, and then he was thrown out at third on a force play. So an odd situation. But Schmitz is recorded out on the force out. So that's the first out. Haberkamp scores. Now a pickoff move to second, and back in time is Heinen. So Roddinghouse, be interesting how you would score that, because it was a single. He reached first, but there was an out recorded. It's not a sacrifice fly. This one fouled straight back by Carter Stahlbaumer. They did give it a hit there, and that's how I would score it initially. So 5 hits in the inning. Runners at first and second. Ground ball to third and pass the third baseman to left field. They will hold up the runner, which is Heinen. Bases are full again. Another base hit. This one from Stahlbaumer.
First baseman, Jack Mackey.
There's just one out, and that was on the force out at third to retire Schmitz. Otherwise, it would be nobody out. So the base is full, and here's Jack Mackey, who put a charge into the last pitch he saw for a double and scored in the third. six hits in the inning. It's two runs thus far. Boost trying to get out of this jam. Mackey pops up, and that's exactly what Boost wanted. He says, I got it. It's infield fly. And he makes the catch.
Shortstop,
Caleb. So here's Caleb Hunick, who flew out to center his first time and singled and drove in a run in the third. The two down, and Hunick comes to the plate. Thomas on deck. Two down. Bases full of Thunder's players in the purple jerseys with the white pants, white numerals and lettering outlined in the light blue, teal blue. One and another count on Caleb Heaney. 4-0 Thunder looking for more. Chase that one a little bit. Fouled it straight back. Did Heaney? 1-1 the count. We play 7 innings unless we have a run rule. Tied after 7, we go to extra innings. 71 pitches now for Boost. Gamden Schmidt's thrown just 39. Bottom of the fourth, 4-0 Thunder, looking for more bases full. Oh, what a pitch. Breaking ball that had some movement and caught the inner third of the plate. There's nothing Heaney could do with that one. Great location. 1-2. Fastball, high. 2-2. Gamden Schmitz has struck out 5, walked 1. Boost has walked 1. He's struck out 1. 2-2 pitch. Bases loaded for the Thunder. Enoch awaits the offering. And fly ball. Little pop up right side. First baseman. Oh, Spencer. Right out of his glove. In foul territory. Had the play made, but couldn't squeeze it. And then drops out of his glove, so nobody can advance as it was in foul territory. Now, if there's one out, you could tag and try to score on a short pop-up if you choose to. So, new lease on life for Heaney. And that's so deflating for a pitcher when looks like you have the third out and now you got to throw more pitches. A 2-2. Foul straight back. Well, so far, the Raven defense has kind of had its ups and downs. Barker's played really well in center, made some nice plays. But they've got a couple of errors, another that could have been called an error, and then there, that play is in foul territory, so it's not considered an error. I mean, he dropped it there, but it feels like an error, because it would have been the third out. 2-2 pitch to Heaney. Strike 3. Ooh, that was outside. Well, Booth's got a benefit from that call, and Enoch doesn't argue it, but the fans and myself even reacted to that one. We got a great view. So, bases loaded. Enoch strikes out looking on what appeared to be a ball. Instead, he's down on strikes, and the Thunder pick up a couple runs, 6 hits, an error. They leave 3 men on base. Into 3.5, Thunder 4, Mar Hill Mountain coming nothing. Back with more high school baseball, 92.1 KMZ, MSU Sports Radio Network.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Ouchton Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Is your truck ready for the heat? The seasons are changing, and that means warmer days are just around the corner. Don't get caught sweating it out behind the wheel with a weak AC. Stop by Floyd's Truck Repair and have your air conditioning system checked and serviced today. A quick visit now can save you from a long, hot summer on the road. Floyd's Truck Repair, 3 miles west of Fairview and 4 miles south of Sabetha, also known as the old junction of Highway 36 and 75. Helping you drive with confidence and keeping you cool, comfortable, and rolling strong all season long.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jacob DeSchmidt's back to the hill for Nemhoff Central. He's allowed just one hit through three innings. He's thrown 40 pitches. First pitch fouled off at the plate by Peter Rapplinger, who has the only hit of the game for Mar Hill, a double. Fastball, strike, 1-1. Mario Mount Academy went down in order in the third, 1-2-3. Swing and a miss at a sweeper. And they didn't tag him. Throw to first. Yep. I would say that was a drop third strike, so the runner has a right to run to first, and the catcher didn't tag him and then wanted to go around the horn. And then the head coach Purdy down third base is like, run. And he ran, and it's actually somewhat of a close play over at first. And luckily, third baseman for Nemhoff Central, Haverkamp, realized the situation and threw to first. But that's where the catcher, usually you need to tag the runner on a drop third strike. But Rapplinger strikes out. This one popped up out of play to our right. So Schmitz has now punched out six Raven batters. Outfield playing straight away. Infield playing regular depth. Got foul into the screen to our left. 0-2 the pitch. Or 0-2 the count, excuse me. The 0-2, strike three. Man, Schmitz is dealing as he strikes out John Parker. Second time today, the Parkers watched the third strike go by. Not looking both times. Here is Holtgrave. Ryland swings at the first pitch, a fastball, sprays it foul to the right. Hit the netting and then bounce back towards the pitcher. Right now, Schmitz he's just filling the zone with strikes, and he's doing a good job of, they're not cookies down the middle. He's really working the outer third of the plate. 4-0 Thunder. This one misses way outside. 1-1. Holtgrave grounded out to the third baseman Haverkamp in the second. Ground ball to the shortstop. Play is made over to first in time. Good job by Caleb Heenick. 1-2-3 down in order to go the Ravens for the second consecutive inning. At the end of four, Thunder 4, Ravens nothing. Back in 1 minute on the MSC Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last. They evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemhoff Central leading Mar Hill Mount Academy 4-0. The Ravens just one hit. Nemhoff Central with nine hits, six of those coming in the fourth. Play to just two runs, though, as they stranded the bases loaded. So Ian Boos back on the bump for Mar Hill. Stepping in the lead off is Levi Thomas. Thunder sent eight men to the plate, but they did have a base running mistake. That ended up being a force at third that prevented what could have been a bigger inning. So here is Boos, who's thrown 76 pitches. You're allowed 105, but you can finish the last batter you start. You could technically throw a little bit more over. Oh, this one blasted by Thomas, and this ball is gone! Levi Thomas smashes the chest-high fastball over the right center fence for the solo homer, and the Thunder increase their lead to 5-0 as Thomas crosses the plate and is celebrated by his teammates. Thomas's second homer of the year ties Dahlbommer for the team lead. And that was a blast. He was sitting fastball and got it in his wheelhouse and did not miss it. Fastball called strike to Carter Hike. Five nothing Thunder. Now how big is that pitch to Heenick to close that last thing? The bases loaded. It was outside and was called a strike. That would have been 3-2. Don't know what would happen on the 3-2 pitch. And Thomas could have come up with the bases loaded. There's a breaking ball for a pitch well thrown for a strike there by Boos. 1-2 the count on Carter Hayek, who struck out looking the second, doubled and scored in the fourth. Swing and a miss. Carter strikes out for the second time. So here is Jackson Haverkamp, who flew out the center in the second, singled and scored, drove in a run in that two-run fourth. Haverkamp, the Thunder third baseman. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. And going over to underhand at the first is Boos. He's made a couple of nice plays on the mound defensively. So two down after the solo homer to start the inning by Levi Thomas, his second of the year for the Thunder catcher. Here is Camden Schmitz. Camden singled, infield single in the second, little blooper off the third baseman's glove in the fourth, ruled a single, and was forced out on a base hit to left field. He kind of got stuck between second and third. Didn't read it cleanly. This hit straight away center, coming on. Parker dives and makes an outstanding catch in center. Coach Purdy told me this week he has unlimited range. He's a freshman, and that was a whale of a play. If he misses it, it goes past him, could be two or three bases. Parker with the web gem in center. And it goes down as a 1-2-3 inning after the leadoff homer. Thomas, the leadoff homer. One run, one hit, no errors, no men on base at the end of 4.5. 5-0 Thunder here on 92.1 KMZA.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
We've all heard how the only thing constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. UMB Bank believes businesses of every size and individuals deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but UMB Bank's commitment to you does not. Located in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Atchison, visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Camden Schmitz has retired 7 consecutive batters, but the first pitch here in the bottom of the 5th, he pegs Yoon Soo, the right fielder of the Ravens. Plunks him, so a hit by pitch. That's the 16th batter that Schmitz has hit this year, but the first today. He's had really good control, just 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. The Soo getting his lead over at first. And here is Matt Spencer, who walked his first time up. Right-handed batter steps in. Schmitz checks the runner at first. He's been able to work out of the windup most of the day. He'll work out of the stretch, fires it over to first on the pickoff try. Back in time with the slide is Yoon Soo. Jeff West Hiawatha game coming up after this one. That'll be on 93.7 CARE, our sister station. Soo doesn't go. Ground ball that is foul, and then one hop and hit the umpire down the right field line, but it was foul. A laser by Spencer. Just a bit late. He'll try to straighten it out. 0-1 the count. Carter Pierce, second baseman on deck, then Sawyer Ashburn, bottom of the order for the Ravens, due up in the bottom of the fifth. We have time called by the home plate umpire as the batter granted time as well. About 10 to 15 mile an hour breeze or wind, if you want to call it, to straightaway, slightly right center field. Field in pretty good shape despite the rain we received in the storms last night here in Ozaukee. The one strike pitch from Schmitz. He deals and lined over the shortstop's head in the center field. A solid base hit by Matt Spencer. And now Sue's going to go to third, and he is out. He rounded second, was aggressive going to third. And I don't know if the third base coach was motioning for him to come or not. I didn't check that in time. But Sue being very aggressive, down 5-0, and Enoch on the cutoff man was ready to go and threw it to Haverkamp to gun down Sue at third. So Spencer, the base hit, he's at first, but now one out. Stepping in is Carter Pierce, fastball inside and high. Pierce wears number 6, second baseman, who scalded one his first time up and right at the third baseman Haverkamp for the third out of the second inning. This one gets by the catcher. Spencer advances from first to second on the wild pitch. So Schmitz, he said pretty good control, but he's hit a batter and now a wild pitch in this half inning. He's only thrown 53 pitches. Boos, on the other hand, for Mar Hill, has fired 84 pitches. 5-0 Thunder, bottom of the fifth, 3A baseball regional semi. Fastball called strike right down the chute. Winner of this game will play in the championship later today against the winner of our next semifinal between Jeff West, the 1 seed, and Hiawatha, the 8 seed, as the ball gets by and through the legs of Thomas. That will be a pass ball, not a wild pitch on that occasion. How big is that play now for the Thunder to gun down Sue trying to advance from first to third on a single? You would have possibly a run across and a runner at third. Instead, you have no runs across, one out, runner at third. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. That's some high cheese. Here steps in. Pitch is low. Ball 4. So runners at the corners. Pierce at first on the walk. That's the second walk issued by Schmitz. So first and third, one out. Here's Sawyer Ashburn under looking for a double play to get out of this inning. So the first traffic jam that Camden Schmitz has had to navigate as the Thunder starting pitcher. Working out of the stretch instead of the windup. Comes home, showing bunt as Ashburn takes the fastball high for ball 1. Marshall Mount Academy, 14-7, are losses of Valley Falls, Christ Prep, Riverside, Oskaloosa, Atchison, and they were swept in a doubleheader by Donovan West. Ground ball past the diving third baseman, Haverkamp. And Mar Hill scores our first run of the game, an RBI single by left fielder Sawyer Ashburn. So Spencer scores, Pierce moves up to second, Ashburn at first, and the goose egg comes off the scoreboard for the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens offense. Second hit of the inning. As I said, big defensive play, though, to gun down Sue going from first to third for the first out of the inning. Still only one out, though. Runners at first and second. Stepping in is the leadoff man, Korbelik. Takes a pitch for a ball. Korbelik grounded out to the pitcher in the first, struck out looking in the third. Schmitz has struck out 7 Ravens. A little flare, blooper, drops in shallow right field, charging the right fielder, brings it home to the cutoff man, the first baseman Mackey, being held at third, is Pierce, who had no chance of scoring on that play. Wasn't hit particularly hard, but it was placed perfectly. Corbelic depositing the ball just over the second baseman in the right field. Very shallow. So the bases are now full. You have Pierce over at third, Ashburn at second, and Corbelic at first. This inning started with Yoon Soo being hit by a pitch. Spencer singled, but Soo was thrown out trying to go from first to third. Then Pierce walked. Sawyer Ashburn, a single, loaded the bases, and then Corbelic, a blooper, scores one, and the base is still full. And that means that Ian Boost, the pitcher for Mar Hill Mount Academy, steps in representing the tying run. One single swing here could tie this game. Four hits for Mar Hill Mount Academy so far in the game. Fastball misses upstairs. So Schmidt's fighting his control a little bit. Boost, see how patient he is. That misses inside. 2-0. Pitch count, not a big factor here. Schmidt's at 63 pitches. Loose a right-handed batter, 0-2 so far. Struck out in the first, popped up the first base, Mackey in the third. Trying to help himself out. And he guys one foul to the right side over the netting. 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Thunder. 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error for the Ravens. Bases full. Popped up. Averkamp makes the catch in fair territory near third base for the second out. That's a huge out for Camden Schmidt. The 2 out, and here's Rapplinger, who blasted a double in the first, struck out swinging in the fourth. He has an opportunity to really help out his team. Bases full of Ravens, 2 outs, bottom of the fifth, 5-1 Thunder. And right now, Coach Purdy just wanting Rapplinger keep the line moving. Fouls this one right back at us. Really good cut at a fastball. One swing, and we are tied. Rapplinger not looking for a grand salami here. He just wants to get a base hit, drive in a couple, keep the pressure on Schmitz. Now, would he take a home run to tie it? Of course he would. Right-handed batter steps in. The 1-1, outside, 2-1. Pierce over at third, Ashburn at second, Corbelic at first, 2 down. The 2-1 pitch from Camden Schmitz. He misses. High and well inside, 3-1. Now, are you taking here for Rapplinger, or do you have the green light? He's your number 3 hitter. Schmitz has to come home. He does, and he misses way upstairs, ball 4. Second walk of the inning, issued by Schmitz. That forces in a run. So Pierce scores. And here is John Parker, the center fielder for Mar Hill Mount Academy. And leads the team in batting average of .485. He's had a tough day so far. He struck out twice, both times looking. And he's jammed and pops this one foul and out of play behind home plate. So Parker, the freshman versus Camden Schmitz, senior. Bases full. 0-1 is chopped foul in front of the plate. 0-2. Schmitz has Parker where he wants him. Ashburn at third. Corbelic at second. Rapplinger at first. 2 runs and 3 hits in the inning for the Ravens. 5-2 Thunder. The 0-2, ooh, man, Parker got out of the way. You would, a lot of times you say wear it, but you don't want to wear it off your face. And that was way up high and tight. Parker getting out of the way. The 1-2 pitch from Schmitz. Fly ball, playable, left center, going back, and not able to make the catch. His high team misjudged it. 1 run scores, 2 run score, 3 run score, and going in the third is Parker, We'll see if they score that a triple or an error. It was misjudged. Hike was going over from center over to left center. The left fielder, Rottinghouse, took a lick, and the ball just kept carrying. And so 3-run score, and we are tied on what appeared to be a playable fly ball to relative deep left center, but not anywhere close to the fence. They have not put up whether that's a hit or an error on the scoreboard. Well, guess what? If it didn't hit the glove, they'd probably call that a hit. And Carter Hike, very good in center, but that one either just kept carrying or just misjudged it. And that would have been a third out if they could have attacked it the right way. So Parker with 3 RBIs, and here is Rylan Holtgrave. 0-2 the count on Holtgrave, the shortstop, is 0-2. Gets to take the lead with a base hit. Ball outside, 1-2. It was 5-0, Nemaw Cincha coming in the bottom of the fifth. 5 runs on 5 hits for the Ravens. Ooh, that pitch just missed. 2-2. The Rylan Holtgrave at the plate. Runner at third is Parker. Base hit would give the Ravens the lead in the bottom of the fifth. High, ball 3. And now Smith's up to 79 pitches. He's thrown 26 in this half inning. 5 runs, 5 hits an inning. Picked up 5 runs, 4 hits an inning. And missing for ball 4, Holtgrave walks. There is Yoon Soo, and Yoon Soo started this inning, if you recall, hit by a pitch, then tried to advance from first to third and was gunned down at third on a relay from the outfield on that base hit and was the first out of the inning. His chance to redeem himself here. Runner doesn't go. Snap throw back to first, and in time, now the runner at third comes home and scores! John Parker comes home to score as Thomas tried to pick off the runner at first, threw behind the runner at first back to the first baseman, and alert base running by Parker. He took off and scores. And Mario Mount Academy, down 5-0, they have 6 runs in this inning, and they've taken a 6-5 lead. Yoon Soo, 10th man to come to the plate, swinging and a miss, 0-2. The 2 pitch. Just missed, 1-2. Well, the scoreboard never did put up an error, which I don't think it probably was, even though it was kind of misplayed by the outfield of Nemaw Central. Don't think it hit a glove. But they also didn't put up a hit for Parker, but 3 runs scored on it. It has to be a hit or an error or something. As the pitch is outside for a ball. So we went ahead and gave Parker credit for a triple and 3 RBIs that tied the game. And then Parker scores the go-ahead run on the snap throw of the first. And he alertly came down to score from third. Pretty good lead over at first. The 2-2 is outside, ball 3. Well, Schmitz was cruising, man. For the first 4 innings, he had only given up 1 hit. Two batting for the second time in the fifth. 6-5 Ravens. And he hits a liner at the shortstop who can't catch it. Was at his shin. And Hienick off his glove. He bent down to catch it right above his foot and dropped it. Couldn't catch it. So that will more than likely go down as an error. It wasn't a routine play, but it wasn't super difficult. And things have gone south for the Thunder in the bottom of the fifth inning. 6 runs, 4 hits in the inning. Been a couple of walks and now an error, and also a ball that may have been misplayed in the outfield that led to the 3-run triple for Parker. And so after cruising through 4 innings, Camden Schmitz is done with 86 pitches. We have a pitching change. We'll tell you about the new pitcher. Ravens 6, Thunder 5, and looking for more in the bottom of the fifth. This is Regional Baseball, 92.KMZA, MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our School Spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your School Spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, runners at first and second. New pitcher Mason Chilion's a lefty, and it's fouled off at the plate by Matt Spencer. So, Camden Schmitz goes 4 2/3, 86 pitches, 5 hits, 6 runs. He walked 4, struck out 7. Hit a batter, had a wild pitch. Runners at first and second, his responsibility. As Chilion's misses. Yeah, they say he did go. Spencer was trying to check his swing. Thunder fans trying to help out the umpire, and the umpire down the first baseline says on the appeal that he went around. 1-1 the count. Runner's going and slipping as Haverkamp on the throw to third, but that should be the third out. Scoreboard had it wrong on the count. Spencer just struck out. He fouled one off, and then second strike, and that's the third strike. So all that was to do about nothing. So Spencer strikes out for the third out of the inning, but the Ravens plate 6. They were down 5-0. They scored 6 runs, 4 hits. There was an error, a misplay, and a couple men left on base. At the end of 5, it's a brand-new ball game. Mar Hill 6, Nemaha Central 5. Here on 92.1 KMZ and MC Sports Radio Network.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus. Just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, there's a taco deal on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. We go to the top of the 6th. It's 6-5 in favor of Mar Hill. This pitch misses 1-1 to Isaac Heinen, who grounded out to the pitcher in the 2nd, singled back in the 4th. 1-1, ground ball to 3rd. Korbelik has it, across the diamond, in time for the first out.
Left fielder, Sally, you're up now.
Here's Charlie Rottinghouse. He takes a pitch for a strike, 0-1. I Ryan Boos has thrown 88 pitches. This rope down the left field line, it stays fair. Rounding first, trying to get to second, and he could be in trouble. Did he get there in time? He did. The throw was offline. There was a chance to gun down the runner from left field as Ashburn got to the ball quickly. The routing house comes through with a one-out double. That's 11 hits for Nemoth Central, 5 for Mar Hill. Boos throws back to second on a pickoff try. Boos kicks and fires. This one almost hit Carter Stahlbaumer, who walked and scored in the first, flew out to right in the third, singled back in the fourth. The 1-0 popped up and over the screen and behind the Mar Hill Mount Academy dugout to my left. One offering, fouled off, 1-2. Pitch is low and outside and able to lay off. There is Stahlbaumer. 2 balls and 2 strikes, boosts up to 93 pitches. This one low, and then the dirt gets away, and the runner advances from second, third, Charlie Rodhouse. Good base running as the catcher couldn't find the ball. It was in front and off to the left down the third base line. The Thunder trying to answer and tie the game after being shell-shocked a bit, up 5-0, gave up 6 in the bottom of the fifth. They trail 6-5. Winner moves on to the championship later today. The loser is done for the season. Top of the sixth inning. Fastball way outside. Ball 4. So Stahlbaumer walks for the second time. And there have only been 2 walks issued by Boos, and both have been to Stahlbaumer. And now Rich Purdy may go ahead and make a pitching change, and he's going to. So Boos ends up with 95 pitches. And he did a real good job of keeping his team in it. He goes 5 1/3. And he has given up. He scattered 11 hits. Given up 5 runs. 4 of those earned. He walked 2 and he struck out 3. New pitcher will tell you about who the Ravens' new hurler is after a 1 minute break. 6-5, Mar Hill with the lead over the Thunder on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with TFN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. Whether you're buying your first home, selling your forever home, or finding the perfect piece of land, my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. We specialize in residential, land, and commercial properties. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. TFN Realty, knowledge, strategy, and results you can trust. We are your friend in real estate.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
New pitcher for Mar Hill Mount Academy. It is Gavin Woodruff, who is the normal first reliever for Coach Purdy and the Ravens. Big situation here as you have runners at first and third. Stahlbaumer walked. He's at first. Rottinghouse doubled. He's at third. There's one out. 6-5, Mar Hill Mount Academy. Top of the sixth. We play seven unless we're tied. Then we'll play more. And Mackey steps in. Reached on the air his first time up. Runner takes off as Mackey fouls it out of play. Mar Hill Mount Academy not worried about the runner at first at all, as Stahlbaumer was halfway to second before the pitcher had even come home. Which is interesting because Woodruff is a left-hander looking at the runner. But Mackey swung. Now he takes and lets the runner get to second. One ball, one strike. So the lead runner is at second, and that is Stahlbaumer, as he gets credit for a stolen base. One out. Ground ball right side would tie it. And Mackey hits a fly ball right field. Going back to tag at third. Sue makes the catch. The runners both tag. And well done by Mackey to put the ball in play. A sack fly to right. Scores Rottinghouse. It crosses the plate, and we're tied at six. And Stahlbaumer able to tag from second and go to third because the ball was deep enough in right field to tag from both bases. So sack fly, RBI. Stepping in is Caleb Heenick, who takes the fastball for a strike from Woodruff. Woodruff, just a sophomore left-hander. Fouled into the net behind home plate. 0-2 the count. Getting the crunch time now. 6-6 tie. Six runs, 11 hits, two errors for the Thunder. Six runs, five hits, an error for Mar Hill Mount Academy. Oh, that went way outside. Actually, the Ravens have a couple errors. They did put a one error up earlier that was on a relay in, and ball got away, and Carter Hike advanced to base. You have to account for every base in the score column. There's a little blooper to right field coming in. It's Sue. He dives, and he can't make the catch. It glanced off his arm, and Nemaw Central takes the lead on a two-out, two-strike base hit to right field by Caleb Heenick. Stahlbaumer scores, and it is 7-6, Thunder. Heenick with a second RBI single. So here is Levi Thomas. Last time he was at the plate, he blasted the first pitch he saw from Boose over the fence in right center, his second homer of the year. At the time, that gave the Thunder a comfortable 5-0 lead. But the Ravens scored six in the bottom of fifth, take a 6-5 lead. Thunder come right back with two in the top of the sixth to lead 7-6. The 0-1, way outside from the lefty Woodruff. 1-1 the count on the left-handed batter, the catcher Levi Thomas, who's 1-for-3 today with that solo homer. Heenick over at first, pitches outside. Heenick with 10 stolen bases. He's been caught twice this year. 2-1 pitch, outside, ball three. Well, Hiawatha the other night was down 9-0 in the regional first-round game after the top of the first. Came back to win 20-18, so no lead is safe. Carter Hike steps up to the plate as Levi Thomas lays off a high fastball. He walks on five pitches. So Boos charged with seven runs, six earned, as Woodruff inherited a couple of runners. So runners at first and second. It's fouled off. Carter Hike, he struck out Lookie in the second, doubled and scored in the fourth. Struck out Lookie in the fifth, so he's 1-for-3. Runners will go on contact with two outs. Swing and a miss by Carter. Right-handed batter. Enoch at second, Thomas at first. Swing and a miss. Of a golf swing trying to lift the ball was Carter Hike, and he strikes out for the third time today. But the Thunder played two runs on two hits, no errors. Two men left on base. To the bottom of the sixth, Nemaha Central 7, Mar Hill Mount Academy 6. 3A Regional Baseball on 92.1 KMZA and MSC Sports Radio Network. Back in a moment.
Farms are independent. They use hard work and ingenuity to scratch out a profit. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha is a locally owned, independent insurance agency representing multiple farm carriers. They take time to learn about your farm and then educate you on how to transfer risk with a carrier that fits your operation. Give them a call, 785-284-7611, or stop by their office in downtown Sabetha to learn more.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Ozaki. Bottom of the sixth inning, Mar Hill Mount Academy, the Ravens trailing Nemaha Central Thunder by 1-7-6. Mason Chileon's in relief of Camden Schmitz. Mason has thrown 21 innings. This is his 12th appearance of the year. ERA at 3.61. Struck out 22. He's walked 22. Swing and a miss of the first pitch, 0-1. Pitch outside a ball to Woodruff. The Woodruff replacing Pierce in the batting order. Swing and a miss. 1-2. The 1-2, lefty versus lefty. Oh, and he bent in the breaking ball, just missed the inside corner. From Chileon. It'll be Woodruff, Ashburn, and top of the order, Korbelic. The pitch misses outside, dropped there by the catcher, but no harm, nobody on base. So the count's full, 3 balls, 2 strikes on Gavin Woodruff. Payoff pitch is low, ball 4. So Woodruff is aboard with a leadoff walk. Mar Hill Mount Academy, 14-7 this year. They beat Pleasant Ridge in the first round of regionals last Wednesday, 13-0. Finished third in NEKL this year, 12-3. Last year, lost the first round of regionals to Sabatha, went 11-12. 21-22, back-to-back years, lost the regional finals. Valley Falls, bunt way down. It's a good one. Thomas can't come up with it cleanly. Tried to grab it barehanded, and a perfect bunt again by Ashburn. The infield single. And Woodruff advancing to second. So now runners at first and second. We'll see if Korbelic will bunt. Bottom of the sixth. Always important that you're the home team, so you have the last crack at it. And this pitch gets past the catcher, Thomas. Wild pitch as squaring the punt was Korbelic. And no need to bunt because the wild pitch takes care of that. Runners advance. Woodruff, the third, and Ashburn, the second. Swing and a miss by Korbelic. Nobody out, 1 ball, 1 strike. Runners at second and third. Korbelic's job is just to put the ball in play, particularly if he could just hit it to the second baseman. First baseman, third baseman pinched in, expecting a bunt, calls strike 1-2. Korbelic singled and scored his last time up. He's 1-for-3 today. He's a third baseman for the Ravens. Fly ball would score a run. So a sack fly would be certainly enough to tie the game. 7-6, Nemaw Central, tying run at third, lead run at second. A 2-2 delivery. And that one gets by the catcher, but nobody coming from third. Thomas Hustle slides, throws the ball towards home plate, pitcher covering. Low throw, but nobody moving up 90 feet there. Got to be very careful. You don't want to make the first out of the inning. You definitely don't want to have the tying runner gunned down at the plate unless you're sure. And it's not easy coaching third base. I do that for youth baseball. Those sometimes are hard to judge. This one in the third, another great stop by Thomas. Korbelik walks. So two walks in the inning, sandwiched around a single, an infield single on a bunt attempt by Ashburn. So now, question would be, do you draw in the infield here to make sure you have a play at the plate? You have a force at any base, and actually, there's going to be a change of pitchers. So the bases are full, and a new pitcher coming in for the Thunder. We'll tell you about him after this break. 7-6 Thunder in the bottom of the sixth inning on 92.1 KMZA.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So Jack Mackey is the new pitcher for the Thunder. He comes into a bases-loaded situation. Jackson Heberkamp is at first base. And over at third base is Kendall Bergman, freshman. So Bergman over at third, he comes into the game. Chilions, I believe, goes back to right field. Camden Schmidt's no longer in the game, I don't believe. And he might be in left field now. I can't tell for sure. Ike is in center. I think that's Rottinghouse still in left. So the bases are full of Ravens, and Mackey comes in the pitch. Calls drag fastball, 0-1 to Ian Boos, who came up to the plate. Bases loaded last time up, popped up to the third baseman. He was a starting pitcher. Pitch is low, a ball, 1-1. Woodruff is at first. He walks. Ashburn bunt single. He's at second. Korbelik walked. He's at first as Mackey throws a strike, 1-2. Jack Mackey, senior on this team for the Thunder, trying to work out a bases loaded jam. And this one popped up. Going to be a tough play if it stays in fair territory. Second baseman comes there, makes the catch. Stahlbaumer almost ran into Heberkamp. Stahlbaumer saves the day. But if they both collide and that ball drops, that's a run. So Thunder fans held their breath. And Stahlbaumer makes the catch. So Boos pops up again with the bases loaded. And there's one out. Runners on the bases are Chilion's responsibility as Matt Kim's inherits those runners. Just misses outside. Ball one. Part of the order now. Peter Rapplinger, who doubled and he's walked. Steps in, catcher, pop up, and that should be a play for the second baseman. Oh, and then the second baseman lets it go, the right fielder, they throw it home, gets by the catcher, the ball drops. But Chulions was coming in. Stahlbummer went deep back into the outfield, and at the last minute, he thought that the right fielder Chulions was going to catch it and let it go. And I don't know exactly what was said between Chulions and Stahlbummer. A lot of times, that'll be outfielder coming in hard, call off the second baseman. Usually defer to the outfielder. Now, if they called an infield fly rule, which that ball kept carrying, that really didn't, the ball didn't end up in the infield at all. The ball ended up in the outfield. But if the umpire yelled infield fly, then the batter is out. And this would be a huge break for Nemaw Central if they called infield fly. That's it. So infield fly would mean the batter would be out and everybody would go back to their bases. And this is why it's so tough to umpire and why the infield fly rule is really, really tough, because the bases are loaded. And there is just one out. If it was on the infield, Stahlbummer could purposely drop it. If there was no infield fly rule, he could drop it and then throw home or go two and then one for a double play or something like that. So what's the call? Okay, so apparently... Oh, yeah, there wouldn't be an infield fly with two outs. Why would they? Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Yeah, you don't have infield fly with two outs. The Nemaw Central Thunder fan stands. He called for it. Here's a ground ball to the pitcher. Throw to first for the third out. So after all of that, we are tied at 7 as Woodruff scores on the fly ball to right that the second baseman right fielder both let drop. And quite honestly, there was two outs. Everybody should have been running hard on contact, and you probably should have scored two. Instead, you score one, and then there were Thunder fans saying, called infield fly. Well, you wouldn't with two outs. That's why I got confused. And so after all that, we are tied at 7. We'll be back after this timeout. Mar Hill, Mount Acadia, Nemaw Central going to the 7th inning tied at 7.
State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, so Wiggers are back with you. That was Rapplinger. It was at the plate. That hit the grounder back to the pitcher. As this popped up by Haverkamp, who's now the first baseman, Nemaw Central. We're tied at 7. We're still sorting through this because based on my scorebook, and maybe I missed something, but I had just two outs in that inning, counting that last one. But I could be wrong. There's a lot going on. Swing and a miss, 0-2. So Woodruff is the pitcher in relief. Popped up. Maybe room. Coming over Spencer. And he can't make the catch. Tough play over there by the fence. So Nemaw Central with 3 errors in the ballgame. Fastball outside. 7 runs, 11 hits, 3 runs for the Thunder. 7 runs and 6 hits, couple errors for the Ravens. Pitch outside, 2-2. Haverkamp flew out the center in the second, singled, drove in a run, scored in the fourth, grounded out to the pitcher in the fifth. He's 1-3. swings and misses that. Some high cheese a little bit out of the zone. Averkamp drags out. One down. Woodruff with a second punch out. Now, it's going back to how all that started. And here's Woodruff. He comes home with a pitch, swinging and a miss by Camden Schmitz, who is still in the ballgame because he started out as the starting pitcher. But that last half inning, still looking through this a little bit, because Woodruff led off. He walked. Ashburn laid down a bunt, reached on the bunt, first and second. Corbellic walked. Ground ball deep in the hole. Infield single. All Holtgrave can do is knock it down. Camden Schmitz with the infield single. That is the 13th hit of the ball game for Nemaha Central. And then Boos hit the pop-up. Then Rapplinger hit a pop-up. Okay, so yeah, I think they had that all right now. I think about it. I just forgot to write down one of the batters in the order. All said and done, we're tied at 7. And we're in the 7th. Sevens are wild. Runner at first, one out. Pitches inside, a fastball to Isaac Heinen. Heinen grounded out to the pitcher in the second, singled in the 4th, and then grounded out to the third baseman, Corbellic, in the 6th. Here's a call strike. Nemaha Central, 1 in the 1st, 1 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, 2 in the 6th. Thunder led 5-0 going in the bottom of the 5th. Ravens scored 6 to take the lead, swinging and a miss. Count even 2-2 on Isaac Heinen, the DH. Thunder would come right back, score 2 in the top of the 6th, led 7-6. Ravens score 1 in the last half inning. There goes the runner. And it's fouled off at the plate. The Ravens able to score 1 in that last half inning on the ball that fell between the second baseman and right fielder on a little miscommunication. But Mackey was able to get out of that bases loaded jam with giving up just one run. So that's a win for Nemaha Central. He came in bases loaded. Give up one, you're doing your job. There goes the runner trying to steal second, and he would have been out. Throw was there in plenty of time, but unable to catch it and apply the tag is Ian Boos, who's now playing second base. Here started the game at second. He's now out. So the stolen base for Schmitz. RBI opportunity. Fastball misses, ball 4. So Heinen walks. Second walk issued by Woodruff. Here's Charlie Rottenhouse. Rottenhouse flew out the center. RBI single in the 4th, and then doubled and scored in the 6th. No matter what happens at the top of the 7th, Mar Hill Mount Academy will get the last shot at it, as they are the higher seed, the home team. First and second, one out, top of the 7th, 7-7 tie, swinging and a miss at some high cheese. Good fastball, good location up in the zone there by Woodruff, a left-handed pitcher versus a right-handed batter, Rottenhouse. He's had a nice day, 2-for-3 as a number 9 hitter. Takes the pitch low, 1-1. Still two more games to go yet today. Have the Jeff West Hiawatha semifinal after this one, and then the championship after that, between the winner of this game and the winner of that game. Winner of today's tournament goes on to the state tournament. As the pitch misses, 2-1, a fastball. State will be Monday and or Tuesday. The quarterfinals will be Monday or Tuesday at either Overland Park. Here's a line drive foul just down the left field line. A little bit of spin on that one, over-rotated and went foul. Thunder fans thought he might have had another extra base hit down the line. And last time up, Rottenhouse hit down the left field line for a double. Emporia Salina and Overland Park are the three locations for the state quarterfinals, and then the semifinals and finals would be the middle to late next week. 2-2, outside, fastball, count full. Well, that's a very important pitch. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, runners at first and second, tie game. You walk him, and then the bases are full. and the lead run is at third. Instead, a fly ball to center. Parker's so good out there. Drifts back, makes the catch. The runner from second tags and goes to third. The ball gets through. They pass the cutoff man, but they're to back it up to pitcher Woodruff. That was nice at bat for Rottinghouse, but he hits it to the deepest part of the park. Two down. Here's Carter Stahlbomber. And Coach Purdy wants to come out and talk to his pitcher. The Stahlbomber, he has walked twice. He's also singled. He scored both times he was walked. He has a stolen base. Only time he was recorded on a fly out to right in the third. The coach wants to talk with his team, I'm guessing, about the situation here. You have two outs. The runner at third represents the lead run. The runner at first would be insurance. And I would imagine they're saying, listen, if we're going to throw down the second, we got to be ready to cut off the ball ahead of second. Or he might be talking about, don't even worry about trying to throw the runner out from first who tries to steal, because we don't want them to score from third when we throw down the second. With runners at the corners, home plate umpire going out to break up the meeting on the mound. But you're going through situations right here. You got Stahlbomber. You have an open base, but open base is second base. You could walk Stahlbomber, face Mackey, but you rarely are going to push up a runner from one base to the other. Although, if you get a steal here from Heinen, then you'd have the first base open if you wanted to walk Stahlbomber, but then you do it with Mackey. So you got to know your situation. There's two outs. The play should be at first. But you got to be careful of Heinen going in motion and what the Marhill Raven defense wants to do. The runner does not go. The pitch misses for a ball. Carter Stahlbomber, as we said, has scored twice. He has been the prototypical leadoff man on base three of his four times to the plate. The 1-0 from Woodruff. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch. Hold the string. 1-1. Just tuning in, Marhill Mount Academy had one hit through four innings. They were down 5-0, scored five in the bottom, actually six in the bottom, fifth, take a lead, 6-5. Ground ball to short. They force out at second. They get him, and the inning is over. The shortstop, Holtgrave, takes care of things. Force up the middle, so there's where, you know, a lot of times you think about stealing from first to second so you can eliminate the force opportunity or a double play. There were two outs, so that he still probably would have had an easy play at one, though, because the shortstop had the choice of a force of two or go one. So we go to the bottom of the seventh, tied at seven. The Ravens need one to win it and keep their season alive. Thunder trying to push it extra innings. Back in 1 minute on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rylan Holtgrave leads it off, the shortstop for Marhill. It took the first pitcher a ball, big swing and a miss at the second offering from Jack Mackey, the third pitcher of the day for the Thunder. Seven runs and 13 hits for Nemaha Central, three errors, seven runs, and six hits for Marhill Mount Academy. This one hit down the right field line, foul. Taking a look for Nemaha Central was their right fielder. So Camden Schmitz now is at first base. Haverkamp back at third. Julian's is in right. Stahlbomber at second. Enoch at short. Thomas the catcher. Crowding house in left, and in center is Sykes. That's the defense for the Thunder in their purple jerseys, white numerals and lettering, white pants, white caps with the NC on the front. The 1-2, squib to the right side. Pitcher's got a cover, and Mackey does. First baseman Schmitz to Mackey. Well done by the Thunder defensively. So here's Yoon Soo, struck out his first time up, hit by a pitch, and reached on an air. And he belts this to left field, and going back and making a nice catch is Charlie Rodinghouse, who had a beat on it. Boy, Sue put a charge into the fastball from Mackey, but Rodinghouse read it perfectly, ranging to his left, and made that catch rather routine. Well done. Well, when Sue first did it, you thought that might be extra bases. The tough hitting luck there for Sue. As Spencer fouls it straight back. Two down, 7-7 tie, bottom of the seventh. And Spencer hits the shortstop, Enoch. Enoch has it, throws the first, and we are going to play bonus baseball. At the end of seven, we're tied at seven to the top of the eighth. Extra innings in this 3A regional semifinal between Meemaw Central and Morial Mount Academy on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Looking for bold style and boutique vibes? Queen Bee Customs Boutique in Atchison is the place to be. Located at 525 Commercial Street, this women's fashion boutique offers top LA brands in sizes small to 3X, including Judy Blue Jeans, stylish denim, shoes, and European-grade makeup, jewelry, and hair care. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 12 to 5:30 and Saturday 10 to 4. Fashion forward and full of charm. Queen Bee Customs Boutique has it all.
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, bonus baseball, we go to the eighth inning. We can tell you that Riverside won in six innings of Maranatha due to run rule, 15-5. So Riverside moves on to the regional championship in Sabetha. They'll take on either Sabetha or Silver Lake, and that's a whale of a regional semi coming up in a little bit on 103.9 KNZA between the Eagles and the Blue Jays, two teams that made it to state a year ago. If only one could possibly make it this year, Riverside says we'll keep both out as they'll beat up each other and we'll take care of business in the championship. Riverside in the championship against either Sabetha or Silver Lake later tonight on 103.9 KNZA. So Jack Mackey steps in, top of the eighth inning. Woodruff is the pitcher. He's on in relief of Boos. Mackey hits at the right center, but Parker, a really good center fielder, goes back and catches the ball near the warning track. I tell you, Parker is only a freshman, and he plays like a senior. He reads the ball so well off the bat immediately. He is so natural in the way he glides and moves in the outfield. That is the prototypical center fielder with great range, coming forward, going back to his right, to his left. And you hit the ball, you're going to have to hit it really hard to get it by him or hit it perfectly. So Mackey hit it well, but flies out to deep right center. Parker, the freshman, with the catch. Fastball outside to Caleb Henick. Henick is 2-for-4. Flew out the center in the first, singled and drove in a run in the third. Struck out Lookie in the fourth, single, drove a run in the sixth. Two and oh the count. Woodruff against Henick. Henick sprays it to right center, and Parker dives, gets past Parker this time by being backed up by the right fielder. And Parker, that was his only chance to try to make the catch with the dive. He went for it. Right fielder doing a great job of backing up the play. And a double for Henick. So a one-out double. Hienick in scoring position represents the lead run here in the top of the eighth inning. Hienick a three-hit day, 3-for-5, and here is Levi Thomas, who is 1-for-4, but that one hit was a solo homer. The right center back in the fifth that gave the Thunder a 5-0 lead at the time. You thought that would be enough, but it wasn't. As the Ravens scored 6 in the bottom of the fifth, take a 6-5 lead. Thunder scored 2 in the top of the sixth to take a 7-6 advantage. Ravens scored with 1 in the bottom of the sixth to tie it at 7, and now we're in the eighth. Fastball upstairs on back-to-back pitches, 2-0. Woodruff, a sophomore. Ian Boos gave up 7 runs, 6 earned, struck out 3, walked 2, went 5 1/3. Swing and a miss, Thomas all tied up and could have been up in the count 3-0 instead of 2-1. Swung at ball 3. Boos went 5 1/3 through the 95 pitches. Worked out of some jams, 2-1 right down the chute. We had a great view of that one behind home plate. Thanks, Athletic Director Cole Bottom, for his help here running this regional tournament. 2-2 the count, the lefty versus lefty, and Thomas fouls it back. Spoils that one. Carter Hike on deck. Lefty-lefty. Matchup again. Swing and miss right Thomas for the second out. The Woodruff has struck out 3 in relief. And here's Carter Hike. Carter has struck out 3 times. He did have a double and scored in the fourth. He's 1-for-4. Base hit would give the Thunder more than likely the lead. As it calls Jack on the outer third of the plate from Woodruff. Enoch will be off on contact. Should score on a base hit. Fastball strike, 0-2. So Carter trying to avoid striking out 4 times. He did have the double and scored, as we said, though. The 0-2. And it hits him. Boy, that's the last thing you want to do. Woodruff upset. He was up 0-2 and had Hike dangling and then comes inside with a fastball and hits Hike. So tough. The mental part of baseball, especially, I think, for a pitcher, is so... You have to be very, very tough mentally to be a pitcher. 2 outs, runs at first and second. Avery Camp takes a pitch outside a ball. Because as a pitcher, you can strike a guy out. Catcher drops the ball, drop third strike. Runner could reach if first base is unoccupied. Line drive to center. No, right to the shortstop, ranging over to his left. Holgrave makes the catch. That was off the end of the bat. At first it looked like it was hit a lot harder than it really was. It was off the end of the bat, not the sweet spot. And so Avery Camp line drive to short for the third out to the bottom of the eighth. Mar Hill needs 1 to win it. 7-7 tie in the 3A regional semifinal of Ozaukee here on 92.1 KMZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Seth Tolson, Wade Gershman with you from Ozaukee. What a game this has been. Nemaw Central, the 5-seed. Mar Hill Mountain County, the 4-seed. 3A Boys Baseball Regional Semifinal. 7-7 tie. Extra innings. We're in the bottom of the 8th. Mar Hill needs 1 run to win it. Fouled off by Woodruff. 1 ball, 1 strike. Jack Mackey, the third pitcher for Nemaw Central. Camden Schmitz went 4 2/3. Allowed 5 hits, 6 runs, walked 4, struck out 7. Mason Chileans came on relief, got an out, but gave up a run on a hit, a couple walks, and a strikeout. So Mackey, the third pitcher, misses upstairs with a fastball, 2-1. Rodinghouse in left field, Hike in center, Chileans in right. Camden Schmitz over at first. Second base is Stahlbaumer. Shortstop is Hienick. Third base is Haverkamp Thomas behind the plate as an Emaw Central fan thought that was a strike. Instead, they call it a ball. Just missed 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Line drive up and over the head and just over the glove of Enoch. Enoch made a great try to elevate and nearly came down with it. A couple inches taller, he probably does catch it. So Woodruff, who did not start the game, replaced Carter Pierce in the order. And he comes up with a single. He walked and scored the tying run in the sixth. The leadoff man is aboard. Seventh hit of the game for the Ravens. Emaw Central has 14 hits. Time called here by Ashburn. Ashburn struck out looking in the third, singled and scored in the fifth, and then laid down a bunt and reached on an infield single, bunt single in the sixth. And he lays down a bunt. Third baseman has it. He goes to first. Haverkamp, low throw, and Schmitz can't scoop it. Well, Haverkamp has been really good at third today defensively, but that time he charged, did everything right, but the throw was low. One up, Schmitz. A little easier to scoop the ball on turf. This is real grass, real dirt, old school baseball field here in Ozaukee. On the turf, that probably bounced up a little cleaner. So it ends up being an error, and Ashburn reaches.
May is Stroke Awareness Month.
A person experiencing
a stroke. And Corbellic bunts it foul. 0-1. So Woodruff is at second. He represents the winning run. Ashburn at first, not that important, because all Mar Hill needs is one. A one pitch. And Corbellic gets the bunt down. Only plays at one. They get the out. And now runners at second, third. Corbellic did his job with the sack bunt. So one out. Runners at second, third. Woodruff at third. Ashburn at second. If you're Ashburn, you just got to be really smart at second. No need to get doubled off. You got to play super smart at second because your run means nothing here. You could even argue that Ashburn should stand on second base the entire time. And now Foose is walked because the Thunder want to go ahead and set up a bases loaded four situation or roll two. One out, bases loaded, and that brings up Rapplinger, their number three hitter. And he fouls it off on a fastball. So Mackey versus Rapplinger. Rapplinger doubled in the first, walked and scored in the fifth, popped out at last time out. He's 2-for-4. So the bases are full. Thunder looking for a force out. Or even a double play to get out of this inning and force it to the ninth. Rapplinger just wants to put the ball in play. And if it's a fly ball to left center or right field, could win the game on a sack fly. Called strike, 0-2. Mackey trying to work out of the jam. Rapplinger steps in. The catcher awaits, and the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. Rapplinger, the Mar Hill catcher in the black jersey, pinstripe white pants. Thomas, the catcher in Emaw Central. Mackey, working quickly. Checks the runners. He comes home. The 1-2 is popped up and out of play to our right. Rapplinger able to spoil. Woodruff led off the inning with a base hit. Ashburn reached on an error when he bunted. And Corbellic sack bunt, moved the runners to second and third. And then Ian Boos walked intentionally. 1-2 the count on Rapplinger. Mackey gets the sign from his catcher, Thomas. He's set. He comes home and misses outside, 2-2. And there's nowhere to put Rapplinger with the bases loaded. 2-2 pitch. This is a big one. Mackey comes home. Misses high. Ball three. And now the pressure's on the pitcher. This is where I say the mental part is a pitcher. If he misses with this pitch, the season is over and it's ball four and the winning run scores on a walk. Mackey comes home and the ball is lifted deep left center field and it is up and near the fence. Game winning single from Rapplinger. Woodruff comes across to score, and Mar Hill Mount Academy wins it in walk-off style, 8-7, as Mackey had to deliver a strike. It was 3 balls, 2 strikes. He cannot miss with a pitch, or he would have walked in the winning run. So you give Mackey credit. He threw a strike. You make the batter earn it. Rapplinger earned it with a blast to left center that drops between the left fielder and center fielder, Nemaw Central. Rapplinger with a game-winning RBI single. And the Ravens come from behind and win this one to improve to 15-7. Nemaw Central ends their year at 14-10. The Ravens were down 5-0 going into the bottom of the fifth. They come all the way back to take the lead. Then eventually we were tied and we played extra innings. And the Ravens win it on the walk-off base hit by Rapplinger, the catcher, on a 3-2 pitch. 8-7 your final. Ravens moving on to the championship later today. They'll take on the winner of either Jeff West or Hiawatha. We'll be back with all the totals and wrap up this first exciting semifinal day from Ozaukee after a 2-minute break here on MSC Sports Radio Network and 92.1 KMZA. Back in 2 minutes.
Seneca is where you'll find the farm supplies you need, including air compressors, welding supplies, hand tools, fuel pumps, hydraulic cylinders, chains to nuts and bolts. They also carry a full line of steel chainsaws, plus Heinen has a variety of grass seeds and fertilizers. Check out their Just Ask rental department, as they have lawn thatchers, spreaders, aerators, and cedar slicers for rent. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
May is Stroke Awareness Month. A person experiencing a stroke can be treated if people act FAST. FAST is an acronym if you suspect a stroke. FACE, facial droop one side when smiling. ARM, raise both arms, does one drift downward. SPEECH, slurring or strange speech. TIME, if suspecting a stroke, call 911. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Are you tired of cooking? Need a place to unwind with great friends, cold drinks, and food that hits the spot? Then you gotta head down to Sidelines Bar and Grill. We're talking juicy burgers, crispy wings, fresh salads, and all of your favorite pub grub served up with a smile. Catch the game on our big screen. Challenge your buddies to some pool, or just relax with a cold one after a long day. From game nights to just a great weeknight out, Sidelines is the place to go for good times and good company. Sidelines Bar and Grill, your spot for sports, food, and fun.
Hi, my name is Annie, and I came to see Dr. Lukert several years ago after many episodes of debilitating low back pain. I can tell you that my healthcare experience at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness was the most helpful of any practice I have been to. I appreciate the approach that Dr. Lukert and his staff have of fixing the body rather than just treating the symptoms. Dr. Lukert introduced me to healthy lifestyle habits that would in turn change my life and help me with my mind, body, and soul.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, quite the ball game here from Ozaukee. Just the first of 3 baseball games today. Regional semifinal between Mar Hill Mount Academy from the NAKL and Nemaw Central from the Big East League. And Mar Hill Mount Academy wins it with a walk-off single with the bases loaded on a 3-2 pitch off the bat of their catcher, Peter Rapplinger. And the Ravens keep their season alive. They improved to 15-7. Nemaw Central ends their year at 14-10. If you tuned in late, it looked like the Thunder were cruising to a win and moving on to the regional final, as Camden Schmitz was magnificent in the first 4 innings, allowing just 1 hit. The Thunder scored a run in the first, 1 in the third, 2 in the fourth. And when Levi Thomas hit a leadoff home run in the top of the fifth to give Nemaw Central a 5-0 lead, Schmitz had retired 7 in a row when he went to the hill for the bottom of the fifth. But then the Ravens put some things together, a couple of walks, there was an error, and there were 6 base hits. And the big one was John Parker clearing the bases with a triple to tie the game at 5. The Ravens would eventually take the lead 6-5. They scored 6 runs in that inning. And they actually had 4 hits in the inning, 3 singles in that triple that cleared the bases by Parker, the freshman. And it was 6-5, Mar Hill, Mount Academy, at the end of five. And Camden Schmitz was replaced by Mason Chulions on the hill. Chulions got the final out to get out of the jam. Emo Citra come right back with two runs in the top of the sixth to take a 7-6 lead. Mar Hill, Mount Academy would tack on one to tie the ball game in the bottom of the sixth. In the seventh, both teams held scoreless, so it went to an extra inning. The eighth, the Thunder had a one-out double for Caleb Hienick, but Thomas struck out, Pike was hit by a pitch, and then Haberkamp hit it hard, but right at the shortstop line drive for third out of the inning. So the Ravens knew all they needed was one run in the bottom of the eighth to win and keep their season alive as the home team. Woodruff led it off with a base hit just over the outstretched glove with a shortstop leaping in the air, Hienick. So Woodruff leads off with a single. Then Ashburn trying to bunt him over, bunted, and an error by the Thunder third baseman, one up in the first baseman, made it runners at first and second. And a sacrifice bunt by Korbelik moved runners second and third. And then Skylar Mayberry, the head coach of Nemo Central, pretty smart idea. Go ahead and walk Boost. Load the bases, thus you have a force at any base. You also have a chance at maybe a hard hit ground ball for a double play. And the count was 3-2 on Rapplinger. Mackey's got to come with a strike. If he throws a ball, the game's over. A walk-off due to a base on balls. So you can't be too picky as a pitcher. You got to go with your best pitch. You want the batter to earn it. Let your defense play. And Rapplinger earned it. He was waiting on it, knew it had to be a strike down the middle. And it was, and he deposited in the left center for the base hit and the walk-off win as Woodruff crosses the plate with the game-winning run. Mario Mount Academy, 8 runs, 8 hits, couple errors. They strand 9 unofficially. Emo Central, 7 runs, 14 hits, 4 errors, 10 left on a base. Ian Boost threw 95 pitches. It was 5 1/3, 11 hits, 7 runs, 6 earned, walked 2, struck out 3. Gavin Woodruff, the lefty, the sophomore, in relief gets the win. 2 2/3, no runs, 3 hits, couple walks, and 3 strikeouts. And as we said, he scored the game-winning run as well. Camden Schmitz, as we said, was fantastic through the first 4 innings. Threw 86 pitches, went 4 2/3, gave up 5 hits, 6 runs. Most of the damage there in that 6-run fifth. In fact, all the damage in that 6-run fifth. He walked 4, struck out 7. Chulions goes a third of an inning, a hit, a run, walked 2, struck out 1. And then Mackey came on relief and did a pretty good job. Worked out of a jam there in the sixth. Goes 2 1/3, 2 hits, a run there in that final inning, and had a walk. So Nemo Central season comes to an end. Mario Mount Academy advances, and they will play in the championship later today. They will play the game after this next game. The next game is the regional semifinal between the number one seed, Jeff West, at 22-2, and 8 seed, Hiawatha. Red Hawks trying to pull off the upset. They are 10-14, and we will have that game for you coming up here in about 20-25 minutes on 93.7 FM KAIR. We appreciate everybody tuning in on 92.1 KMZA. Also online with our app and our websites. If you haven't downloaded that free MSC app, you need to do so. So you can follow any of our stations, listen to any of our stations at any given point in time. Once again, the final of this 3A Boys Regional Baseball Semifinal for Ozaukee. Mar Hill Mount Academy comes back from a 5-0 deficit, also down 7-6, rally to tie it, eventually win it in extra innings. The final in 8, Mar Hill Mount Academy 8, Nemo Central 7. Jeff West, Hiawatha coming up in about 20 minutes here on 93.7 FM KAIR. Good day on 92.1 KMZA.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.